My name's Sharon Lawrence. I'm a retired dentist, and I always had a special interest in nutrition since I was about age 16. So I'm very interested in nutrition and how we can improve our health and prevent illness with nutritional means.
So, I mean, as a dentist, what were your first indications that something wasn't quite right with the pandemic?
Well, at the time, I was actually in this little group when the virus was breaking out and people were being locked down and things. I was in a group with Piers Corbyn, and it was about climate realism. So we were sort of looking into things, and I knew that probably things like zinc and vitamin D would be relevant. So I was looking into that and found a bunch of information that viruses were usually, well, we already knew that flu-like viruses people were protected from flu-like viruses by adequate vitamin D intake. And we were noticing even at the beginning that things like that were being censored and removed. And so we just followed the information over the first month. And after about a month or so, they started to get some results about antibody tests, like initial antibody tests in the USA. And the number of cases, so they could see that the deaths were anywhere near what they originally estimated that it would be. And it wasn't such a severe illness, it was more like a very bad flu. So we were then surprised when they continued introducing more measures globally. And also, there was no real evidence that lockdown had ever made any difference because the whole world didn't actually lock down in the first place. It was only about a third of the world. And the countries which didn't lock down didn't do any worse than the countries which did lock down. So when they continued to introduce other measures like masks, again, we looked at it, and there was just no scientific basis for it. But the sort of science which was coming up, like there's more and more research into vitamin D and the benefits of vitamin D. And it ended up with about 40 studies showing that vitamin D mitigated COVID-19, and some really good studies coming out of Spain where they actually treated people with who'd been admitted to hospital, and they treated them with vitamin D, very high dose vitamin D, and it made an absolutely huge difference. But that again, that most of that information wasn't getting into the media, and the UK government has never ever told people to take vitamin D or launch any sort of campaign for telling the public about vitamin D. So it's really not gone with the science at all.
Well, yeah, but I was going to say the government says, and Chris Whitty's been saying again this week, we're just following the science.
But obviously he isn't, they just say that. And we also noticed quite early on that a couple of their leading scientists had been funded very large amounts by either the big pharmaceuticals who were involved and or the Bill Gates Foundation. So they didn't exactly seem to be unbiased and independent.
What do you think is it Bill Gates' role in all of this thing? Because his name does keep cropping up.
I'm not sure it's got a particularly personal role, but that institute, it seems to, and the funding from it seems to be linking everything together. Decisions should be made independently in the country, and they shouldn't have all these organisations which have nothing to do with the people. That's like sort of giving the sovereignty of the country away. So they should be actually made directly in the country,
Yeah, well, it
and
does
not.
seem to be like a World Health Organization policy, really. You know, the
I don't know
individual,
if
no?
the World Health Organisation's gone off on different tracks, and also, the Tedros, whatever his name is, Tedros. Is he the chief of the World Health Organization or head of the
Yeah,
World
just
Health
that Director General, yeah.
Director General? There's actually, I think there's something been launched against him now. He's actually been, there's some sort of legal case being launched against Tedros about 2 weeks ago. We'll just look up and see what that was. I'm going to have to. What was that? The Lawyers for Truth have just launched a case against Tedros for crimes against humanity. So I think it's the Lawyers for Truth, it's crimes against humanity. and it's with International Criminal Court. About 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, so the boss in charge is already kind of dirty goods out of Ethiopia.
And the
other thing I remember reading right initially was that he's got no medical qualifications, but they put him in charge of the World Health Organization.
Yeah.
One does wonder who these people are working for. But look, the big news recently is the rollout of this mRNA vaccine, this one designed by Pfizer. Pfizer have got a pretty awful track record, actually, haven't they?
I think they've had some really big fines and things. So, yeah, some really big criminal fines, problems with their products.
What do you make of this Pfizer vaccine?
Well, it's completely different to what they've ever developed previously as vaccines. Vaccines not normally work by sort of a biological process, and it's actually some sort of part of the virus or inactivated virus which actually exists, or like a toxoid from the virus, but something biological, and then the person's effectively inoculated with it when they should be in a healthy state to develop immunity. But this doesn't work like that at all. It's a completely new process, and they've never used it on people before, so they've got absolutely no idea what the long-term effects will be, because they've only tried it for like a few weeks or months. They cannot, there's no way they can know what's going to happen to those people in a couple of years or even 6 months, because they haven't tried it for long enough. And they didn't even really do the animal tests with the vaccines. So it sort of, it seems to have missed out a lot of stages, and there's no way they can know what the long-term effects are, because they've just not studied it for long enough.
Well, I noticed that a guy called Dr. Wodak and Mike Yeadon, who's probably a bit better known as the former chief scientific advisor to Pfizer itself, have actually put together a petition to the EU. I mean, obviously, it's a bit late to do that in US and UK, who've approved it, but they've gone ahead and they're petitioning the European Union. I imagine, is it to delay things a bit to have a better look?
I think they've actually petitioned the European Medicines Agency. So that's the agency that should be approving it EU-wide, approving the vaccine. So they've petitioned to stop the phase three trials, because those are actually still ongoing, and they should be collecting data still for the next two years, because they haven't really got all the data for the vaccines yet. I think it's about a 40-page document they sent to the European Medicines Agency. And one of the things they put in it, they were very concerned about possible effects on fertility, because the messenger RNA vaccines are designed to make your body attack the spike protein. So the spike protein is part of the coronavirus, but they also, as far as they know, obviously they're from their science, they say this, the same sort of spike protein exists in the placenta. So a possible danger of the vaccine is it could make a woman's body attack the placenta. But they obviously haven't tried the vaccine for long enough to know if that would happen. And all the women who took part in the trial needed to be taking contraception, and to take it for 2 months after they received the trial vaccine. So at this point, they'll have no idea if the vaccine had any effect on fertility. And it actually says in the Medicines Agency statement about the vaccine release, it actually says that they don't know the effect on fertility.
That's a petition. Can anyone sign it?
Other people can forward it and add their signature. So it's not like a petition like when you it's a petition, it's like a more like a sort of petition you might send to court. It's got all the scientific information in it, so it's like 40 pages of science really. But you can, I think there's a way that you can send your signature and say you agree with that petition.
I mean, the other thing about all of this is that we've got, if you compare the dangers of dying of COVID to other causes of death across the world, it doesn't actually feature very highly.
No, it doesn't at all. There was actually a big global burden of disease study a few years ago. The leading cause of death globally is probably actually poor nutrition and lack of food. And one in five of all deaths are linked to poor nutrition and lack of food, including the Western diet or not enough food. So that's actually the big thing. And even the people who are most susceptible to the so-called COVID are the people who've got things like diabetes and heart disease and high blood pressure. And all those are really strongly linked to poor diet and lifestyle anyway. And also they're not now finding the thing which most strongly mitigates the disease, COVID-19, is vitamin D. So they should be looking at diet and lifestyle, not locking people up.
There's also this thing called ivermectin, which has become quite famous in the United States. Well, I don't know how much the media has allowed it to be, but apparently this is basically just a pill you can pop, particularly at the early stages of getting COVID, that may just mean that it has almost no effect.
Yes, that's what I've read as well. It can be used prophylactically, and it's a very cheap drug, which is already known about and been known about for quite a long time. And they've been researching it. I think they've done quite a lot of research throughout the time when COVID's been around, the last year. And it seems like, apart from vitamin D, like the most successful pharmaceutical way of treating this illness. And it's from the results I've seen from the vaccine, that it just, they've got no real evidence it even makes any difference at all in the long term. And they haven't even tried it on the people who are susceptible to COVID-19 anyway, the ones who've got the chronic disease and in the older age groups. So I've got no idea if it would make any difference to them. But they've already got, they know that diet makes a difference, and they know vitamin D mitigates the illness. And they know this ivermectin's really successful. So that's what they should be doing. And the public should know about it.
Well, it sounds to me as if they're doing whatever is best for the pharmaceutical industry, not what's best for the public.
Exactly. For public health.
So, I mean, why is this so skewed? And why is the press, do you think, being so biased? I mean, for example, lots of doctors have simply either not been allowed on television or on the radio or in the newspapers because their views are not the same as the government's. Why all this censorship of doctors with views that don't correlate with people like Chris Whitty?
I don't know. It seems like a war against the people to me. It really doesn't seem right. I don't know, really.
So what's behind it? I mean, you know, what do you think's behind all this?
Well, I think there must be something else behind it, but it's not what we think it is, because it doesn't make any sense otherwise. It really doesn't make any sense. It seems like a total information war, and they're censoring all the things you really need to know. And a lot of people are getting really brainwashed, and they're being controlled by fear. They're creating actually a lot of fear with what they're doing, a lot of confusion. And I suppose they've got a population that are doing exactly what they're told to do, but it's not beneficial to the people. If you want to change society and make it like the CCP Marxist state or something, it might be a way to do it, but it's not useful for anything positive.
Well, look, ending on a positive note, where would you advise people to go if they want to find, and I suppose it's going to have to be online, it's not going to be on the BBC News, to find some decent, hard information which is backed up with facts?
There are some doctors' websites. There's the UK Medical Freedom Alliance, and there should be some natural health websites. Just look into the natural health solutions, like vitamin D. But look into natural health websites, ways to take vitamin D. That would be good.
Okay, Sharon Lawrence, thanks very much for joining us.
Okay, thank you.